I want to get to your Sunday show, but I want to get Sean Scanlon in here. He's been kind enough to join us from Chicago, Connecticut Comptroller. Sean, good morning. You're here with myself and Dennis House.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Mr. Comptroller.
What do you do? Like, what do? You get up and get coffee, and you're like, what bigwig can I talk to in the lobby? Like, I don't understand. Like, what is it like for a Connecticut politician at the Democratic National Convention?
There's kind of a structure to the day, which is that at 7 o'clock every morning, you have to come down to a breakfast, get your credentials for the day, and then you basically have breakfast with the 70 plus Connecticut best friends that you've been hanging out with for 4 days here. And they have some of the, you know, prominent national Democrats that come through and say howdy in the morning and say hello. And then you got a couple hours to yourself. I've been trying to get a lot of work done here because it's work days. And then we have some lunches. And then in the evening time, you go over to the arena and you sit there for a couple hours and listen to a lot of great speeches and hang out with your friends.
Hey, is this your first one?
It's actually my third one. So I'm sort of a grizzled veteran here.
Yeah, that's what, when we look at you, we're that's what you look like, a grizzled veteran.
Old and weary.
No, I know. I started at age 12 going to these conventions, so.
Is it, you know, and Dennis, I'll have a question for you, but like, talk about, listen, we covered the RNC, and I'm interested, we'll talk with Mark Pazniok, because at 8:50 I want to compare it, but, you know, compared to the other two you've been to, talk about the differences.
So look, I think that all of the talk you're seeing in the media about a lot of energy and people being really fired up is 100% correct. People are really genuinely fired up, and there's a lot of enthusiasm about this ticket. I think Tim Walz did an amazing job last night of just being his usual folksy, down-to-earth self and showing the country what kind of guy he is. I think obviously we'll hear from the vice president tonight, and she'll sort of go over her biography. You know, a lot of people don't realize, it's like, even though she is the vice president, she was the United States Senator, there's still a lot of people who don't really know about her. And this is a really good chance for her to define herself and introduce herself to a big audience. And I just think that our party has been really fired up over the last couple of days. And today it all is the culmination of that.
I'm going to ask a super hypothetical question because I'm the guest here and I can do this. If Kamala Harris is elected president, and if she were to appoint Senator Chris Murphy as Secretary of State, would you be interested in running for that Senate seat held by your former boss?
So, first of all, I think he's doing a great job at what he does as a U.S. Senator, and I think that that means people are paying attention to him. He gave a great speech last night, and I think he is definitely on the short list for that job, which is amazing. That's not a job that I'm looking to run for. You never rule anything out in life, but I think for me, I love the job I have, and I don't see myself running for that seat, but I'm pulling for him either way.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, if you want to govern and lead and manage, you know, like, the governor's mansion is the job that you want. I'm not saying he has to respond to this, but you know what I mean? It's, the Senate's different. There's a lot of talk and not a lot of action.
Correct.
If you're an action-oriented person, it's not necessarily an aspirational job. But, you know, being in the U.S. Senate, one of 100, it's pretty darn cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
It's not a bad gig, but I don't think it's the gig for me. And I love being in Connecticut. I love working in state government. I work really closely with the Govs, and I got two little boys that I love to coach Little League and hockey, and going to Washington during the middle of the week is not conducive to that kind of relationship to your kids. So, but I'm really happy for Chris, though, and I think, you know, he gave, like I said, a great speech last night, and to see him considered on a short list for that big gig is something I'm proud of as a guy who used to work with him and as a Connecticut person.
Yeah, and a quick question, because I forget how it works. I remember the law was changed back in, I believe it was 2004, that the governor no longer gets to appoint a replacement to the U.S. Senate in our state if he were to leave, correct? I believe they have to have a special election or something like that.
It's a 150-day special election.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. Sean Scanlon, the comptroller here in Connecticut on Brian and Company. You know, listen, I know you're pro-Harris, but like, when you listen to Michelle Obama speak, I know a lot of Democrats said to me, they're like, I would choose that. Was it kind of stunning that in some ways she outstripped her two-term husband in one night?
Yeah, I mean, listen, she was awesome. And I think she was better than him, but he's still pretty good. And for me, you know, my generation, I'm a millennial, so he's the guy that I kind of came up with in politics. And the message that both he and her talked about was, you know, we still have to have hope. We still have to have positivity. We still have to do all the things that he was so good at doing when he was president, even in a much darker political time that we're in today. We still have to call ourselves to that higher level of politics. And I think he even said, you know, some people today say that's naive, but I think that that's the right message. And so to hear them both talking about that was awesome. We've got the right candidate in the vice president. So like nobody is down here, like in the fantasy world of trying to wish cast for other people. But to have the former first lady and the former president talk was one of the definite highlights of this week.
So listen, enjoy the rest of your day. And maybe when you get back and you get through your backlog, you'll come in studio and we'll talk a little more.
We'll talk about Coldplay because I've got some thoughts that I was just listening to.
Okay.
You guys.
I want you to let Matt know what the bangers are so you can convince me that they're at that level. Safe travel, Sean. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.